resonate, inshallah, and post the kitab in the video. If not, inshallah, can we play as a sheep? And as soon as the kitab is in, inshallah, we will introduce the kitab for the question and answer session.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti sahab, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. Mufti sahab, the first question on the table is it wajib for men to keep a beard?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mohana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, passed away on the 1st of Shaaban in the year 1982. His last Ramadan was here in South Africa, in Stanger. So he wrote various books, mashallah, in the Arabic language, Urdu language. And one book he wrote, which I have by me, Hujubu Ifa'il Lihya, is wajib for a person, you must remember, to lengthen his beard. Now go to the other side. So he's one of the biggest sheikhs, you understood? So the other day I was reading about him. In 1973, he left Saharanpur and went to settle there in Medina Munawwara. And this was during the time of Faisal Marhum, King Faisal Shaheed, Rahimahullah. Because King Faisal was martyred in 75 during the month of March. So now that this book of his, now Sheikh bin Baz, who was the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, he was blind, but they read it to him. He was so impressed with that book that he wrote a ta'liq on it. Ta'liq means he wrote some footnotes on it and so forth and so on. But 95-90% of the contents, he agreed with it and said, is inna wa fa'ada wa jada. He did very well, Hazrat Sheikh Mohana Zakariya, in writing this book. So these are the giants of Islam. So one is Sheikhul Hadith, one is Mufti Am, the Grand Mufti. India, Pakistan, they say Mufti Azam, and there they say Mufti Am. So like that it is. So there Hazrat Sheikh mentioned in the light of Quran, in the light of Sunnah, in the light of Sahaba, all four schools. So yes, it is wajib for a male there to keep a long, big beard. You must remember that. Story time. So I was in Newcastle from 81 January to 2001 January, exactly 20 years. So I used to come home to Heidelberg, like tomorrow we're going to Heidelberg, inshallah, and you know, for the Jummah and all that. So my roots are there, I'm born there, first 17 years of my life I spent there. So nevertheless, let's carry on with that. So now we find that I used to come to visit my family. So our Muslim brothers, this was under apartheid. So they told me that this Bura and them and Burkis, Whiteys, they got a lot of understand questions. So now they, you must come with us and answer. I said, yeah, no problem. This may be 87, 88 around there. So Babu Mughaliya Marhum and Muhammad Yusuf Mullah, he also is Marhum. So Allah Shukr, they also had a beard. So I explained to them, they wanted to know more about the Hajj and so forth and so on. So I told them, this Bura, you can ask questions in English or Afrikaans, but I'll answer you in English, you see. So it went very nice. So one youngster stood up and said, Hukam as almal van yella Bartman? Why all of you, you'll keep beards and so forth? So I told him that, you see, I'm going to give you two answers. You see, there was a married couple, and now this married couple here, the wife gave birth. So now the baby was very hungry. So the baby went there to the chest of the hubby, of the father. So he said, oh, no fastanek, now I'm understanding, yeah. It is to distinguish between male and female also, you see. Second one, I told him, then did you go to Kruger Park, you see? Who is the king of the jungle? So the king of the jungle is the leo, as the lion. And take that mane, M-A-N-E, away from the lion, he won't be the king of the jungle. So that big beard he has, it's called the mane, M-A-N-E. So he just looked at me and said, yeah, Zrech, you see, he's worried. It's the truth. Then I told him, third one, you see, that now we can use this Dalil and all that also. I said that, you see, Taliban, Mujahideen, they took on the Russian army, you see. And it was around that time there, 79 to 89, and then they packed up after 10 years. The whole Soviet Union disintegrated, and it became the Russian Federation, if you know anything about politics and so forth. So when you ask the Russians, how come you got defeated? He said, these guys came with their big, big beards, and they shout, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We already knew we defeated. And then they told us that they should see white creation, you see, coming down. So these, we believe, 100% are the angels, you see. And if you want from Hadith in Mustad al-Firdaus, it is mentioned by Daylami, that when a person keeps that nice big beard, then the malaika and the angels and farishtas, they make dua for you. Subhana man zayyana rijala bil liha. Ya Allah, enhance the beauty of this man with their beards. Wan nisa abiz dawaib, and the women with the long, long hair and the long, long plaits they wear. You see that? So therefore, for you women to cut your hair, not permissible. And for you men to shave your beard, totally not permissible. Remember that? So we must not imitate one another. We must be proud of our identity and not be ashamed of it.
Mufti Saab, during my tawaf in the first round, my wudu broke. What should I do?
Remember, tawaf around the Baytullah is sab'atu ashwatin, 7 rounds. So 7 rounds, 7 circuits around the Baytullah, the black cube, as you call it, for the non-Muslim listeners. So that constitutes one tawaf. Quran Kareem teaches us, وَلْيَتْطَوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. So the only place in the world one can make tawaf is by Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa. You go round and round and round. The non-Muslim ask us, are you all crazy? Why are you going round and round? I say, no. We are the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, dine and swine. That you all have all these things there. And when your clothes are dirty, then you place it in a washing machine and it spins and goes round and round and round and it comes out pure and clean. When a Muslim goes round and round, مَنْ طَافَ بِالْبَيْتِ 50 مَرَّةٍ خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whosoever performs 50 tawaf, whether it's in one trip or several trips, so the more you do, so the better it is. So then you come out from your vices and sins, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Now in the second round, or fourth round, or fifth round, your wuzu broke, your wind came out, gas came out, you see. So now you have to go and perform wudu ablution. Now the question arises, can you start all over again from the fifth round, or must you start the entire tawaf from the starting? Al-Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad and them say, no, you must start all over again. Why? Bina ul-fasid, al-fasid, fasid. So anyway, this is all legal jargon. You can't build on something that is null and void. So when your gas and wind came out, so there are 3 rounds, 4 rounds, 5 rounds, whatever it is, they all became null and void. So Hanafis only, they say, no, that it is better for you to start all over again, but not the compulsory. So you say your wudu broke in the fifth round, so you go back to Hajar al-Aswad, and from there you start fifth round, sixth round, seventh round, and according to Hanafis, that will be permissible, although it is better you make istinaf. Istinaf means you repeat all 7 rounds. So that is the difference among the great, great jurists and scholars of Islam.
Mufti Saab, wiping the face with the hands after making dua is not prescribed in Islam. There's a statement here, because the hadith that has been narrated concerning that is inauthentic. Is this true?
This question must have come 99% from a Salafi who is a Jahil, you see. Therefore, I always tell you, today's Salafis, majority of them are Jahil ignorant. I'll ask you 3 questions, then you must answer each one. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, used to say, لَمْ يُولَدْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَهُ. You will never find another person in the field of hadith like Hafiz al-Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah. ونحن نوافقه في هذه القضية. And we agree with Sheikh Albani on that issue. The khidmat and the service rendered by Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani in the field of hadith, nobody can do that today. So you must remember. So that's one thing, right? Second one, and he was a pakka Shafi'i, 100% Shafi'i, Allama Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani. When the muhaddisin and scholars just write, وَقَالَ الْحَافِظِ, and they don't put a name, it refers to Ibn Hajar Asqalani, if you know the basics and the rudiments of hadith and so. He wrote a book called Bulughul Maram. Allah give our Mawlana Qasim Sema Jannat al-Firdaus, you know, Ghariq Rahmat for my. So we don't know, what do we know with our puny little brains? We can't even control our cough, our sneezing, our yawning, all that. But I landed up there, you understand, in Ajib, a few days ago, somebody sent me the profile of Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Aturani. You know Mawlana Rafiq and Mawlana Iqbal, their father. I don't know if you met him. So I met him several times, mashallah. His daughter and him are married there in Newcastle. So that his teachers, one teacher of his is Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari. And this Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, you must remember, is the teacher of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema, also Rahimahullah. So I feel so honored, you know, that these senior ulama and myself, we studied by the same teacher. When he taught me, he was 95 years old. When he was teaching them, he was 40, 50 years old. Imagine that. So, and we were the last students. So in Darul Newcastle for about 10, 15 years, I can't remember, I used to teach Bulughul Maram. So Bulughul Maram is that book which he, Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, wrote fi adillatil ahkam and min adillatil ahkam to show the Shafi'i school and the students and ulama, these are the dalail and evidence we use and so forth, to prove that those are the masail we have said and these are the dalail, evidence and proofs. Go to the ending of Bulughul Maram, Kitabul Dua, and you will find it there. So now that when a person, you must remember, finishes his dua, then you must remember, Masaha ala wajihi, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made masa, meaning rubbed his face, chehrai, anwar, chehra, mubarak, face and countenance. On that hadith, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah writes that thus has got many ahadith fi hadal bab, and remember that it will reach the rank of hasan and so forth and good. And so must we take that person who Albani rahimahullah said, lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu, you will never find. Hafiz ibn Hajar writes a book. He says the hadith is good. Must we take him or take these juhal and idiots of today who don't even know 100 hadiths with sanad and all that properly understood? So only jahil person can make that statement to tell you after your dua, then if you rub your hands on your face, it's a bid'ah and not proven and not authentic. In the words of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, if you read his books, he writes various places, huwa adallu min himari ahli fi baytihi, people like this are more astray than the donkeys in their backyard. So these are jahils, ignorant people. I prepare to take any one of you on. You understand? You Salafis and Shias. First question with you Salafis. That is MBS, a Muslim who is kafir, pakka kafir. You see that? So you must remember Murtad, Shaitan, Harami. And MBZ also of your members, Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Murtad bin Zindiq. And you Shias and sympathizers of Shias. That first question we discuss. Is this guy Khomeini la'natullah alayh, he is a Muslim or is kafir? We say 100% kafir. So don't come and tell us your stories and lead people astray. Dwallu wa adwallu. So if you want to speak with dalail. So I made three statements, you must answer all three of it. See.
Well, to advertise under the Black Friday banner. So I did some research and it's not found anywhere.
So you must remember that your research is your research. We got nothing to do with your research. Ours is Quran Sharif. Ours is what? You must remember the Sunnah Mubarakah. Ours is Fatawa of Sahaba. Ours is Fuqahai Arba, Ima Arba. So let's go to Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif says, chapter number 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, do not cooperate in sin and transgression. So I'm asking you today, you take out the pamphlet, you send out the message on social media, in your shop, your supermarket, your factory, whatever it is. So you got the Black Friday special and all that. So are you promoting vices and sin, or are you promoting something good? So Quran says that you can't be cooperating and assisting in vices and sin. And the same Quran teaches us Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter 62, and it has 11 verses in that surah, in that chapter there. The only surah that is dedicated to a particular specific day is Suratul Jumu'ah. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called it Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. So we have Nurani Friday, we have Radiant Friday, we have special ibadat to do on Friday. We went for Fajr Salat, and after Fajr I told the brothers, practice on these 2-3 ahadith. Number one, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Sunan al-Darimi, with the kasra on the ra, on the re. So he's buried in Uzbekistan, the teacher of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. Man qara'a surat al-kahf laylat al-jumu'ah adaa lahu ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. That Allah jalla wala will bless that person with nur, radiance and effulgence from where he is right till the baytullah, the Kaaba musharrafa. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the night of Friday and the day of Friday is salawat and durood sharif and salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah jalla wala. The hadith of abundant durood sharif is sahih and mentioned in Ibn Majah. We cry, we beg Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr." The hadith in Tirmidhi. Whosoever Allah gives death on a Friday during the day, on the night of Friday tonight, after Maghrib, after Isha, Allah, and that person passed away with Iman, Islam, Allah will protect him from the torment, punishment, chastisement of the grave. So all the hadith in Tirmidhi. So for us, Friday is a day of effulgence, is a day of radiance, and you coming and tell me your Black Friday. So it's totally haram. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith sahih in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad, man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum, whoever imitates a people and a nation is part and parcel of them. The Jutlas found that Friday is a big day for Muslims. So he say, November come, December come, make Black Friday, Black Friday. Everywhere you will find the Jutla is involved, the harami. And you want to come tell me Ijais and so forth. Why must we imitate them? Why must we mimic them? Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda, his fatwa is in Bayhaqi. Ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi eedihim. Stay far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals, during their celebrations, during all these funny occasions, events they have, Guy Fawkes and Diwali and Christmas and New Year and Rosh Hashanah, the New Year of the Jutas. We got nothing to do. You want to practice your religion. We are Muslims. We got nothing to do with this. So a Muslim to say Black Friday are definitely not permissible. Remember that. And if you want further information, go, you Salafis don't even know what the hell is going on. So you must remember, go read, you must remember the book of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, Iqtida'u Siratil Mustaqim, Fi Mukhalafati Ashabil Jahim. You will find all these type of incidents there and so forth. How we must oppose the enemies of Islam and do not mimic them. So the fatwa is not permissible, haram, to advertise Black Friday and so forth. We mustn't be like sheep. We must have dalil and evidence, then you speak.
Kitab, on the same token, if I have purchased items for a Black Friday, the sales and profits of this Black Friday sales, is that money halal for me or not?
See, yeah, now in Lens, it's exactly 1 week now. Last week, Thursday, they opened here a new mall. So now they will have new mall, new prices, specials. They will tell you Black Friday this. Now I just give you examples. Maybe you need a freezer, you need a fridge, you need a iron, you need blankets, whatever. You go and purchase it, willing buyer, willing seller. We got nothing to do with your Black Friday. So it's permissible. All that is fine. We are saying that you, as a Muslim, as a Muslimah, you cannot be promoting it, you cannot be advertising it, and so forth. But if they got something, and then you go and buy something, and they call it New Year's sale, Christmas sale, Black Friday free sale, grandfather's sale, grandmother's sale, so all that is permissible to buy, to sell, all that. But we must not advertise and advocate it.
Allowed to take photos of ourselves in the holy lands of Makkah and Medina.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. You are in the haram, my brother, my sister. And haram means you're like your BMW. Junaid Mota, what's the meaning BMW? Be my wife. What's the meaning BMW? Bring money worth. Maybe the girl and the father say, Apare amre nikah kari liye. We just make nikah same time. Sharp shoot, you see that? So you got the money ready. You see the mahar and so forth. So and you got the what? M33M. You know in the BMW they got that. So now you must remember M33M. Makkah is haram. Mina is haram. Muzdalifah is haram. Arafat is out of the haram. It's not part of the haram. So now, when you are in the haram sharif, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, what does the Quran sharif tell us? Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever made intention, irada, just irada, intention, be ilhadim of deviation, be zulmin and of oppression, transgression, nuziqhu min azabin aleem, then we will punish that person a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. You do good deeds, multiply them 100,000. You just make intention of haram, for that you will get punishment. Then what about the person who perpetrates and commits the haram? So since when taking all these photos and all that is permissible, go and read Sheikh bin Baz fatwa on Tasweer, and that his old book, I still have it there. In there he used to say it's haram and so forth and not permissible. You must remember that. So we mustn't fool ourselves. You're in the holy land and all day busy taking photos and selfies and all this nonsense. You are in Medina Munawwara, and now you write inside the masjid, you write in the darbar, in the court mubarak of the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, 18 verses in that surah. So Almighty Allah teaches us in verse 2, وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْهُرُونَ. You make gustakhi, you show disrespect, and you don't have adab and reverence in the court of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All your actions will go and disappear, and you'll be left with zero, and you will not even perceive it and know it. So absolutely haram. How many times I heard Huzaifi Sheikh that announcing all this tasawir munkar, la yajuz, but people are jahil. They think Sheikh is giving a lecture, so they take more tasweer and so forth, you see. So tasweer means all this, yeah. That is worse. The worst places to commit these crimes are Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, and Aqsa al-Mubarak.
Mufti Sahab, I'm highly depressed. What dua can I read for my peace of mind?
Why are you depressed? That's the question you must ask. What's troubling you? If things are going well, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, thank Allah, every day read 2 rakat salatu shukr, Ya Allah, you made us human beings, Ya Allah, you made us from the Ummah of Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, you made me a Muslim, you give us Iman, Islam, so all that, how grateful, thankful we must be, and then worries, vicissitude, unj and nich, duk and suk. There will be trials and tests in life, adversity, prosperity. That is what life is all about. So when things go a little bit sour, pear-shaped, as they say, so read, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. that, Ya Allah, we praise you in all cases and circumstances. And when you're feeling down and out, depressed and oppressed and suppressed, then read chapter number 21, Surah Anbiya, and verse number 87. And this is in the 17th Subara, the dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah says, for him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, wa najaynahu min al-gham. We rescued him from all the worry, sorry. He was there in the darkness of the ocean, darkness of the belly of the fish, darkness of the night, and Allah Ta'ala rescued him. But Allah didn't only say him. Allah Ta'ala loves me and you. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And similarly, we will rescue and deliver the believers also. So Allah ki ya ginti nahi, Allah ki ya wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. So just read, read, read. Don't worry 100 times, 50 times, 1,000 times, just read. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. For Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, zalimin will mean that I am from those who made a mistake in my judgment, Ya Allah. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are ma'asum. For me and you, the translation will change. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, I'm a tenpot dictator. Ya Allah, I'm a zalim, I'm an oppressor. Ya Allah, I am a person who committed so many vices and sins, Ya Allah. Allahumma astur jamia uyubina wa zunubina. Ya Allah, make satari in this dunya and akhirat, cover and conceal our vices and sins. Ya Ghaffar, O Allah, forgive us. So for us, that meaning works. We need to draw a distinction there. Give our charity daily, my brother, sister. All the difficulties will disappear. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah give tawfiq.
Mufti Sahab, to generate love between husband and wife, can the husband and wife sing and nasheed to each other?
MashaAllah, what you going to sing there? So when we were in school, I don't know, you, Maulana, you were in Ladysmith, you, Maulana Shabir Khan and everybody. So we were here in Transvaal. Always the English of the Natalians is better than the English of the Transvaalers. But Afrikaans of the distinct Transvaalers much better than the Afrikaans of the Natalians. So we used to sing one, you see, recitasi in Afrikaans. Yan Piravit, stand still. So if you want to sing like that to your husband, you can sing. Hey, Yan Piravit, hey, you, Yan, stand still. Don't run around here and all that. So it's all right. That's kind of thing you can sing. So remember that. Take some poetry of Islam and all that. Then it's all right. Not some nonsensical things. And for your wife, then you can read. She's wearing the nice red clothes. Then you tell her little red riding hood. How's that one? So you must remember these kind of things. You see that? So all these funny things, they stay in our memory, nonsensical things, you understood. So what must we do now? So it comes in our head. So we must sing that poetry. We must learn the poetry, Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and all that. How many lessons there are there? So that is what we must give advice to one another and so forth. The Muslim Woman, the latest magazine is out. Buy it, 25 rand. November, December, wonderful, wonderful. The whole edition. Allah reward our sisters, all of them helping us and brothers and so forth. The whole edition is about marriage, about love, about how to maintain and enhance our marriage and so forth and so on. Make salam to one another, give gifts to one another, share the utensils with one another, make dua together. You see that? Keep affectionate names. Oh, my poppy, my darling, my sweetheart. She tell you, honey, give me some money. So you say, no, I have to make istighara. So you wrong, husband. You must give her. You see that? So that is what life is all about. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.